This is Inside the Net with Amber MacArthur, Episode 4 for December 20th, 2005, Protopage.
Yes, we're going to be talking to Andre Perry from Protopage, all the way from across the pond. I don't know if you say that down in
Across the pond. Okay. Yeah, it's a Britishism, but we say. Now, you actually first introduced me to this website some time ago on Call for Help.
Yeah, it's really cool. I did a collection of personalized home pages. So I took a look at Google IG, at Microsoft Start, which has now changed to the Microsoft Live or live.microsoft.com. And I also looked at Protopage.
So one thing they all have in common, all three of them, is they use something called Ajax, which allows you to drag parts around. I mean, it makes sense if you're going to customize a page, make it easy. You don't have to go to a settings page anymore. You can just drag stuff around.
Yeah, Protopage is great. That's one of the reasons I like it the most out of all of them, probably, because it does use Ajax, and you can drag and drop. And you know, when you talk about customizing the homepage, that's probably the best one in terms of customization. The rest of them are pretty good, you know, but Protopage is definitely the most colorful. And with version 2.0, which recently came out, they have a lot of additional features, like the directory to add feeds, and there's lots of different information there and access to different sites.
We talked to Andre at his home in London. It was it's about midnight when we talk to him, or maybe a little bit later.
A little late. I think we didn't wake him up. I think he stays up all night. He says he works long hours.
He said he works 100-hour weeks, and the reason he's up is because he has to make sure everything's running well for the American audience when they get going and start visiting Protopage very heavily in the early evening.
That's dedication, for sure.
It's a two-man crew. It's quite amazing.
I think his colleague lives in Wales, so it's the two of them, and it seems like they work around the clock to bring us Protopage.
A really good example of what Web 2.0 is all about.
Here's Andre Perry on Protopage.
So you do this every day? You stay up late to make sure the site is running?
Yes. I mean, the thing about Protopage is that it's such a small company that we have to work 100-hour weeks anyway. So sleep is really a luxury. I don't think I'll be sleeping for at least another year or so. Really, the reason Protopage came about was very ludicrously simple. I simply ran out of links, ran out of space for links on the bookmarks bar in, you know, Internet Explorer, and I thought that it would be a good idea to have a page that let you put all of your bookmarks and spread them out over the entire page instead of packing them all into that tiny region. And it grew from there. So really what Protopage is a way to get to all of the stuff on the internet you need to go to every day and to collect that all in one place, so it's easy.
You are probably the most advanced use of Ajax I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah, that was the idea. Once we got started with the concept, we realized that the best way to get this to the largest audience was to make it not just a useful site, but a demonstration of what a web browser could do. And so anything that a web browser was capable of doing, we tried to do with Protopage. We really tried to push every limit in sight.
Does it work across all browsers?
It does work in Internet Explorer since about version 5.5. And in Firefox, of course. It doesn't work in Safari or the other browser, Opera, because they don't support the rich text editing that we need to make Protopage work.
What has the response been like in terms of people using it? Are they using it mostly to kind of replace their homepage on the web?
Yes, that's exactly what they're using it for. A lot of people are using it just to get to the core set of 20, 30 bookmarks that they need to go to maybe several times a day or several times a week. The other use is that people are using it to share information with colleagues or friends. I mean, one sweet story I heard coming in from Australia was that a married couple were using it to leave little notes for each other throughout the working day because they didn't have the ability to send instant messages. So, I mean, there are a variety of ways to use it, and it's so customizable. A girl in Korea was actually using it to store all of her virtual pets so that she could show off to all of her friends how well they've been taken care of.
Maybe we better step back and explain a little bit for those who haven't used ProtoPage. How would a couple use it to post notes for each other? What exactly does ProtoPage do?
Right, okay. What ProtoPage is it's a web page that you can create just by dragging and dropping. It's very simple. You need absolutely no technical knowledge whatsoever. And it's your own personal space. It's completely free. And you can add these sticky notes onto the page that let you do useful things. So, for example, there are these sort of instant message notes, which allow you to put any message up on the page. Maybe you could use it to communicate, or maybe you can use it to keep a list of reminders or a to-do list. Then you have the sticky notes you can use to put bookmarks on the page for quick access to your favorite websites. And then the final way to use ProtoPage is as a way of keeping up with the latest news. So, for example, on my personal ProtoPage, I have news coming in from the BBC. And then instead of having to visit all of these news sites every day, I simply click on the headlines I'm interested in, and that forwards me to the BBC news site where I can read the full story.
How important is Ajax to ProtoPage?
Really, Ajax is everything to ProtoPage. ProtoPage would be technically possible without it, but it would be very cumbersome to use. Traditionally, when you create a web application and you need to change something on a page, every time you make a change, you have to reload the entire web page. And that can be very slow and even prohibitive for people using dial-up connections. With Ajax, the entire application is loaded into the page when you first visit it, and you never need to actually load another page once ProtoPage first appears. So ProtoPage is a way of creating rich interactivity within a web page that can actually speed up access and let you do more creative things that you ever could before.
So just for a newbie, how would you describe Ajax?
Okay, Ajax is a term that describes a group of technologies which allow you to put this kind of rich interactivity inside a web page. Traditionally, web pages have always been about web pages that are just links, and the interactivity is about clicking from page to page. Ajax is about the technologies which say we don't need to move from page to page. We can make things happen within the page. We can refresh content within the page. We can change the page without having to reload it. It allows you to do things like move a panel from one part of the page to another and let it just stick. So really, it's everything.
I've heard a lot of talk about Ajax for the last few months, but until you see I guess if you look at something like Google's start page, you get somewhat of an idea. But until you see ProtoPage, you really don't realize what can be done.
The great thing about ProtoPage is that everything in it is customizable, and you can just start playing. You can change the wallpaper. You can upload pictures of your family. You can change the colors. If it's too bright, you can turn the brightness down. Ajax lets you change everything about the page just instantly, right in front of your eyes. So you can just start playing.
Now, where is the data stored? Where is my page stored?
Your page is stored in a data center on a number of ProtoPage servers.
So it's not stored locally on my hard drive. You actually are. That's why I have an account. You're actually keeping some of this stuff.
That's correct. And the advantage of that is that if you have a ProtoPage, you can access it from any computer on the web. And not only that, but you can share the page with friends or colleagues. You can share the resource.
That's how that couple was exchanging notes with each other. They were creating a single page that they both logged into.
That's exactly right, yes.
And you also get your own domain name, is that right? So it's protopage.com. You could have slash, inside the net or something like that.
Yeah, you can create as many different ProtoPages as you want. There's no limitation. And you can also, within a ProtoPage, create subpages. So your first page, you might just store your links. The second page, you'd have all of your news. Your third page might be a page you share with friends to help organize a party or a team event.
And just to illustrate how easy this is, while you were talking, I just signed up for a proto page. It didn't take me very long. Yeah. So it's a very easy thing to do, and it's free. How do you hope to make money on this?
There are a number of options available. Obviously, there is the advertising route, but we really don't want to go down that path unless we have to. We're certainly going to keep ProtoPage as a free service indefinitely. And there are a number of revenue models involving licensing a commercial version. So perhaps companies could pay for this to communicate with their own teams. There might be premium features involving file storage. So we're definitely going to keep it free and ad-free as long as we possibly can.
What about, I know right now you can create a proto page and you can make it public so anyone can come by and check out what you're reading. Is there the capability to also make it private so that you don't want to share your information?
Yes. In fact, when you sign up, one of the questions we ask you is this just for your private information or is it something you want to share with friends? And it doesn't matter which you choose because once you create the page, you can say certain parts of it are just for me, they're my own private to-do lists, and certain parts are for other people to look at. For example, if you're organizing an event.
And I know we talked a little bit, I think this is interesting, you had some thoughts in terms of how other companies like eBay could use Ajax technology to make their sites more interactive. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm hoping that at least one of you has bid on an auction on eBay in the past. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
You may be familiar with the routine that you go through in the last few minutes of the auction where you're frantically hitting the reload button because you want to know if somebody else has outbid you. So if eBay was to use Ajax, you would never have to touch the reload button. You would see the countdown timer countdown right in front of your eyes because Ajax allows that interactivity within the page. And every time somebody outbid you, you would see an alert just pop up within the page. So that's a very simple example of how interactivity within a page can really make surfing the web a lot easier.
So on the one hand, initially when you load an Ajax-based page, there's more to load up front because there's libraries, there's a fairly large script file that has to be loaded. But once you've loaded that, in fact, it saves you bandwidth because it only loads changes to the page from then on. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So ProtoPage is, because it uses so much Ajax, it is a fairly heavy download at first.
How big?
It's only, I think it's around 50 to 100K, which isn't very much on broadband. That's maybe a second or two. It's a little bit longer on dial-up, but one of our greatest surprises was that somebody wrote in from South Africa saying that they love ProtoPage because once it loads for the very first time, everything's faster than any other web page that they've been used to using. Because, again, they never need to reload, they never need to load another page, it's all just there.
What's the mechanism there? I mean, what you're loading is mostly JavaScript. Is that stored on the hard drive somehow?
Yes, it's all cached inside your browser. So if you go to ProtoPage once, you have to load it. If you go again, it's all already there for you.
So depending on how often your browser is refreshed, as long as you visit ProtoPage, every few days, you wouldn't have to reload.
Exactly, that's right.
And I know you recently came out with version 2.0, which added, I think, additional feeds via the directory and a few other services as well. There's one feature that I came across, and I'm not sure what it does. It's called ProtoPage It.
Oh, yes.
what does that do?
This is really a feature for people who run websites. You both obviously run blogs, and one of the most important things that you probably think about is how to maintain traffic levels, because people on the web are very fickle. They'll go to a site once, and they'll then forget to go to it for the next 3 months. ProtoPage is a button that you can put on your website, and when you click it, it adds a link to your website to your own ProtoPage.
Oh, cool.
So it's always there in front of you every time you load it up.
So it's really just a way for people to promote getting other people to add your site to their ProtoPage site.
Exactly right, yes.
Also, I mean, because of RSS, you really can encapsulate a lot of content into your ProtoPage page.
Yes, there are over 400 feeds in our directory. And it's not limited to those 400. There are you know, there are probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of blogs that provide feeds, and you can just put the address into your feed panel, and it will suck down headlines from all of those blogs that you're interested in.
So it's almost a feed reader as well as a bookmark manager and a sticky note manager. It's really a feed reader as well.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So we wanted to put a new spin on the way people consumed feeds. And the way Protopage works is that on your page it will display the headlines at first, and then if you hit one of the buttons, it'll make it go full screen, and then you can see the entire content. So if you have a Dilbert cartoon, for example, it'll show you the entire Dilbert cartoon instead of just a short message saying that one's available.
And what about one thing I know that I don't know if it does have like other services like Google IG is the capability to have email within here. Is that something you plan to add?
That is certainly one of the features we'll be adding in the next few months. Not only will we allow you to see your Gmail, but we'll allow you to see email from any provider that gives you a POP3 interface. So, you know, most web accounts will let you do that.
It's very exciting what's happening with the web. I mean, this Ajax is one of those buzzwords that people get, you know, I mean, maybe kind of a little bit cynical about. But if you look at Protopage, you'll see how different it is, what a different use of a web page it is, or a web browser it is.
And there's just two of you working on it, is that right?
That's right, yes.
What, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we did have a bit of a head start, because we started this more than a year ago, when most people hadn't even heard of Ajax. And we also work 100-hour weeks, so I'd like to think we do the work of about 5 developers. But that will change very soon. We're expanding our team. We have funding in place to make sure that everybody's data is safe. Data is our number one priority. We make backups. Everything's on mirrored disk arrays, so even if half of our servers go down, your data's still safe.
For people who would like to delve into Ajax programming themselves, is there a tool that you recommend, a way that makes this easier to do, or you just do it by hand? How do you code?
The actual JavaScript, which is the language you use to write Ajax code, can be written in any number of tools. If you use Dreamweaver, which is one of the popular ones.
What do you use?
We used to use Dreamweaver, but now we use a Java tool, which is probably not suitable for 99% of people using Ajax, but I think we'd recommend Dreamweaver. The thing about Ajax is that it requires not only a knowledge of how to program JavaScript, but also a knowledge of how to do HTML, CSS, and a lot of the other technologies required to write a web page. So there's really actually quite a lot to learn, but it's worth it because you can do some very cool things.
Very cool.
What is the interface to the database? Is it a MySQL database, and how do you write to it?
The back end for a Ajax site, the server side, can be absolutely anything you want. It can be PHP, it can be Java, which we use because that makes it very scalable. It can be C++, it could be .NET. Really, the back end is completely up to you. Ajax doesn't enforce anything on the server
and
side.
And you guys are using Java.
We are, yes.
So for anyone who wants to sign up, it's completely free. They can go to protopage.com and just start using it right away. And I know there's a lot of customization you can do as well. You can add wallpaper and change the colors for people who are into doing that.
Yes. We're going to add the ability to put photos more easily on the site in future. I know somebody who's using it to put party photos after the event, so that's one of the features we're planning. And the main thing is that we're very focused on our users, so if we get a suggestion in, we take it very seriously, and we rank our future feature set priorities according to how many people have demanded certain
What's
things.
What's the most surprising use of a proto page that you've heard about so far, Andre?
I'll tell you what, actually. This really surprised me. There was a site which talks, it's a blog that talks about online dating. And they had actually recommended that ProtoPage be used by people to supplement their dating profile online with extra information about who they are, what they're interested in, perhaps put more photos up. So that really shocks us. It's something we never would have thought of.
You just never know what people are going to use some of these sites and services for.
Right. And that could be scary, but on the whole, I think it's a good thing because it's really up to you.
It's very flexible, yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Andre, for joining us all the way from London, England. I know it's a little bit late there.
Well, thank you.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's really, really cool.
I wasn't kidding, too. I set up a ProtoPage site right then.
I know. You can literally do it in 2 or 3 minutes. That's the thing I love the most about some of these web services is just that the average person can go online and start using them immediately. I mean, it's not rocket science.
If you've wondered, I mean, I think this the best thing about ProtoPage is if you've kind of heard about Ajax and you've wondered, well, what does that mean? This would give you a really good idea of what, I mean, just some of the things, but some of the most amazing things that are possible through Ajax.
Yeah, because most sites, you know, they don't have some of the capabilities that this site has with Ajax. So, you know, if you want to go there and learn more about Ajax, I think it is a great spot to just go start dragging stuff around, start building stuff. And, you know, you feel a little bit like you're a designer or a programmer because you're essentially building your own homepage, yet you might not have any technical skills whatsoever. It's just the ability to use the mouse and add some feeds and add some content and pretty much decorate the background. And there, all of a sudden, you've created your own homepage, which 5 or 6 years ago, you could really never do that easily.
I think it's the first step in what we're ultimately going to see, which is, and people have been talking about this for a long time, is you can do programming without actually doing any programming. You can teach the computer, tell the computer how you want things, and you don't have to be a programmer to do this anymore because some very, very good programmers have behind the scenes enabled you.
Yeah, they've really made it easy for the average person. So whether it's, you know, it's a mom, you know, or a young 12-year-old kid, they can jump online and they can learn how to use a lot of these sites like ProtoPage so easily. I mean, it just, again, it's just sort of drag and drop, and you don't need to know, you know, the technical back end, which tends to be the more complicated stuff, especially when you're dealing with something like Ajax, which seems to combine a lot of different technologies.
Well, I'm just clicking my activation email right now so that we are live at ProtoPage. It'll be protopage.com/InsideTheNet. You know, I said we had to have a website. Well, now we do.
That didn't take too long. I guess we can thank Andre for that.
I don't know what we're going to put on there, but we can at least put a feed to the Inside the Net shows. And boy, that was easy.
Yeah, maybe some other information. We didn't have to hire a design firm.
I like that, you know. Now we look like we're Web 2.0 developers, and all we did was, you know, press some buttons and click some links. We'll be back next week with another edition of Inside the Net. We hope you enjoy the show, and if you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear and you'd like to make comments, you can email me at leo@thisweekintech.com.
And you can email me, amber@ambermac.com.
And, of course, our thanks to the folks at AOL Radio who broadcast Inside the Net on their podcast channel and provide us with the bandwidth so that you can download this show easily. AOLmusic.com. Also, thanks to the great Ashley Witt who provided us with the theme music for Inside the Net. I'm Leo Laporte.
And Amber MacArthur. Thanks and have a great week.